It's no secret that the arts in all their forms are flourishing in Utah. In fact, Utah is home to the oldest arts council in the nation.
You know, if you look at how arts and museums are particularly valued by the citizens of Utah, we have some staggering statistics.
Larry Bayevsky is the grants manager of Utah Arts and Museums.
You know, for I think it's 6 years running, we were voted top 25 arts destination by American Style magazine. We have the highest per capita piano ownership in the nation, right here in Utah.
Utah Arts and Museums provides funding opportunities for arts organizations that are longstanding as well as brand new.
You know, we give out over 200 grants a year, and we have 10 different categories of granting, and we support arts organizations, large and small, to the tune of, I think last year it was over $1 million. I think it was $1.2 million in grants that we give out annually. And 50% of that funding comes from the state legislature, and about 50% comes from the National Endowment for the Arts.
The grant cycle for the upcoming fiscal year is nearly up. However, there are still two more opportunities for funding. The first is the Arts Organization Capacity Building Grant, which is due August 1st. The second, the Arts Project Grant, is due on October 31st. For more information about guidelines and application for funding, visit artsandmuseums.utah.gov. For Utah Public Radio, this is Allie Snow.